Thank you for your presence, precious Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you that your presence filled this place. Thank you for speaking to our hearts this morning. Thank you, Lord, that as you speak, your presence, the river of your presence flows into our heart, Lord, and we receive you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for great and mighty things in your presence. Lord, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. And everyone says amen. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. And we give God all the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. Lord, we thank you. Thank you. One thing we have to understand as Christians is God loves us so much. We have to understand that we are the people of God and he cares for you and I. We are the apple of his eyes. He has spoken so many things concerning you and I in the scriptures. You know, he gave us his glory. He anointed us, you know. We have his spirit on the inside of us and upon us and with us. So we're so special to him. We are the apple of his eyes. And he says, touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm. Do you know that he's talking about you and I? We are all the anointed of God. We are all the prophets of God. For once you are speaking the word of God by the Holy Spirit, because you believe by faith, you are a prophet of God. Prophets of God speak the word of God only. And we give God all the glory that we are anointed. He gave us his glory. He also gave us the word of his glory. The Bible is the word of the glory of God. For God and his word are one and the same. Our God loves us so much. He gave us his spirit. He gave us himself to be with us in this world. We have to know that everything round about us is decaying, does not have the life of God, because everything is corrupted. But you and I, we have the life of God. Christ in us, our hope of glory. Not only is he dwelling in us, but the new born again spirit is created in his very own righteous image. And so we're special to him. He loves us. He loves to help us in every area of our lives. He loves to crown us with his loving kindness. He loves to supply every good thing to us. He does not like to see us suffer. He loves to help us out of the troubles of life. He loves us to live days of heaven on earth. And we have to understand that is the reason why he gave us his son. That is the reason why we have the Holy Spirit to help us in this fallen world. He wants us to live days of heaven on earth. Beloved, I will above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. We have to understand he loves us so much. We are the beloved of God. We're so special to him. He has set his affection upon you and I. He visits us daily. He gave us his spirit for us to learn about him, for us to know him. He wants us to know him fully. Of course, in part on the face of the earth. And then when we see him, when we meet him face to face, our knowledge of him will be full. And so we serve a God who loves us so much. We have to know that the heart of God beats for you and I. He loves to help us with everything, with the things of life. But you have to believe in Him. You and I, we have to know Him. And we have to believe that Jesus has power to help us. Christians believe in the power of Jesus. Christians believe in the person of Jesus. You have to believe that Jesus loves you and I. You have to believe that He wants the best for us. You have to believe that His plans for you and I, they are good. He will never do us any evil. He will bring us to His own good end. But you and I, we have to know that He loves you and I. We have to know that He is willing to help us. We have to know that He has power to help us. And we have to know that with Him all things are possible. He created the heavens and the earth, and the sun and the moon. And the sun is still there. It has not failed. So He's still upholding all things by the word of His power. We have to understand our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's the one we worship. He gave us His name. He gave us the glory of His name. So we must never doubt that He loves you and I to help us. Please, let's open to Zechariah chapter 10. Verse 12, Zechariah chapter 10, verse 12, and we see there that right from the old, in fact, right from the garden, Jesus had promised to help us, and He came to fulfill His word. He showed us in the scriptures what He will do for you and I. Only look into the word of God and believe. Believe what is written. Zechariah chapter 10, verse 12. Please let's read it together. Please let's go. And I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk up and down in His name, saith the Lord. Please let's go again. And I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk up and down in His name, saith the Lord. Let's go again. And I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk up and down in His name, saith the Lord. Look at that. He will strengthen us. The Lord Jesus will strengthen us. We thank God He has given us His strength, the Holy Spirit. And then we will walk up and down in His name. He gave us His name, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We have His strength, we have His name, and we have the word of His strength. We have the word of His name, the Bible. And we give God all the glory that the Holy Spirit supplies the understanding for us to understand the word of His strength, the word of His name, the word of His glory, the word of His person. We have the Holy Ghost. He is the Spirit of understanding, so that we know Jesus as He knows Himself, according as He is written. And so again, we see that we will be strengthened in the Lord. We thank God. And remember, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 says that we should be strengthened with might by the Spirit in our what? Inner man. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. He does things in the name of Jesus and according to the word of Jesus. So you and I have to know the word of Jesus from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James. Diligently, we have to keep looking into the word of God. We have to keep looking into the word of God to know what Jesus has done for us, to know what He can do for you and I according to what he has done, to know him so that when we come to him, we come with faith, we come with hope, we come with confident assurance that Jesus will never fail to help us. It is very important for us to understand that as we are gathered in the name of Jesus, it is Jesus we are worshipping, it is Jesus we come to, and we make request in the name of Jesus by the word of Jesus in the presence of the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit. We have to understand, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So Jesus is given to you and I to solve every problem for us. Even where there is no problem for us to live by him, for us to do things by him, for us to have days of heaven and earth by him. Please, let's open to John chapter 16. And so we see a very great thing. We have to know and believe in the power of our Lord Jesus Christ and the things that are written that he will do in our lives is all there in the scriptures. We have to search the scriptures, for in the scriptures is written Jesus Christ for us to understand and know and believe by faith, so that we can come to him, so that our coming to church will have a new meaning, our praying in the name of Jesus will have a new meaning, our reading the Bible to know him will have a new meaning, that there's always a goal to meet with him. His presence is here. We sang in your presence to meet with him, to fellowship with him, and for him to touch our lives, to perform the things God had said he should perform in our lives. And these we have to understand. John 16, please let's read verse 33. Please let's go. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Please underline that I have overcome the world. See there, Jesus is telling you and I of the things he has already done for you and I. There's peace available in him. And then he has already overcome the world on our behalf, so that we can receive the peace that is available in Jesus. We can receive the victory that is available in Jesus. We can receive great and mighty things, breakthroughs, you know, spiritual needs met, everything, so that we can live a prosperous life on the face of the earth. Everything for us to live a successful life in Christ Jesus is available. Please, let's open to Joshua chapter 1. Everything is available in Christ, but you and I have to know the person of Christ and what is available in him. Joshua chapter 1, please let's read verse 8. In fact, please let's take it from verse 7. Okay, let's go. Only be thou strong and very courageous. that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from me to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So you can see that in Christ, prosperous and successful life on the face of the earth, in this earthen vessel, is available. Victory, the overcoming victory is available in Christ. We see peace in the midst of trouble is available in Christ. But only look into the Word of God daily, diligently, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, to know the person of Christ, to know Him, to know that He has power to do all that is spoken, all that is written of Him. And of course, to hope in Him and to expect and to know that He will never fail you and I. So please, let's look at the things Christ will do and does in the lives of we sons of God on the face of the earth. We remember in His days in the earthen vessel, all came to Him to ask for help. But let us look at a certain thing. Let us understand that He overcame for you and I, and He demonstrated this overcoming power in His days in the earthen vessel on your behalf and on my behalf. Please, let's look at Matthew chapter 8. Let's start off from there. And we see our Jesus. Matthew chapter 8 from verse 18 to 27. We all know the story. He walked on water, and so I will encourage us to read it fully, but let's drop down to verse 23. Please, let's go. And when He was entered into a ship, His disciples followed Him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but He was asleep. Please underline that. He was what? Asleep, demonstrating the peace that passeth all understanding, guarding His heart and soul. He was asleep. Look at the storms of life. Similarly, we go through things. The storms of life will come against us. But remember, Christ said in John chapter 16, verse 33, that He had already overcame. See how He demonstrated to you and I His overcoming power. So He was asleep. It is very possible in Christ Jesus to be at peace and rest in the midst of the troubles of life, in the midst of things round about us. So we see Christ saying the peace He brought, He has given to you and I. Only believe and receive the God kind of peace. And so again, we see He was what? Asleep in the midst of the troubles of life. Those waves, they are the waves of life. They are the waves of life. And so we see Christ in the midst of the troubles of life, he was what? Asleep. Now, let's look at Revelation chapter 12. And you will see the source of those waves. All the troubles of life, only one source, the enemy, also called the serpent, also called the devil. He brings to you and I, to every son of man, he brings to us all the troubles of life like a flood. Remember, Isaiah 59 verse 19 says, when the enemy shall come like a flood, the Holy Spirit will what? Raise up a standard against him. So we know the bringer of all the floods of life, the troubles of life, it is the enemy. Please let's read Revelation chapter 12 from verse 15 to the end. Please let's go. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. Please let's stop there. See a key. The serpent, when he speaks lies, when he raises up people to accuse you, is the flood, the proud waters flowing. Please let's continue. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So we see a great key. The flood, the troubles of life is the dragon. Flesh and blood are not the enemy. He might use them as a tool, but really it is the serpent casting out floods of lies, the storms of life. Please let's go back to Matthew chapter 8. And let's read verse 25. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? See a great key. He rebuked the flood. When the enemy shall come like a flood, the Holy Spirit will what? Raise up a standard. So does the Holy Spirit, the same glory. So we see the Lord rebuking the flood. He rebuked the flood. Do you know that it is already spoken of him that he will rebuke the floods of our lives? He will put a stop to all the troubles of the enemy. Please let's open to Job chapter 28. We will see it there. And verse 11. This is what is spoken concerning the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Job chapter 28, verse 11. Please let's go. He binded the floods from overflowing, and the thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. Please let's read it together. Let's go again. He binded the floods from overflowing, and the thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. That is speaking about the Son of God. See how he rebuked the flood. Please let's open to Psalm 89 from verse 8 to 18, you will see the same thing, that the Messiah, the Lord of the old, he will do all these things in his days in the earthen vessel, and he's still doing it now. For Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He says he will never leave us, he will never forsake us, he will never fail you and I. And so we see that the floods of the troubles of life, no matter the nature, our Lord Jesus has power to bring them to naught. No matter the floods of problems, no matter the floods of the afflictions of life, Jesus rebukes the flood. Jesus has power to bring the troubles of life to naught. Only look to him, only believe, only keep searching to know the person of Christ, so that you come to him with hope in your heart. You come to him with that belief that with him all things are possible. Please, let's read Psalm 89. Let's... Okay, let's take it from verse 8. Please, let's go. Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Please, let's read it again. Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. The Amplified says, you rule the raging of the sea. When its waves arise, you still them. And verse 10 says, thou hast broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. You see, signifying the power, the strong arm, the arm of the Lord, the power of God. As he spake, the storm stilled. And so we see that Jesus speaks to the problems of our lives. He had already overcame all the troubles of life. And we have to understand the person of Christ. Now, we also know another account of him walking on water. Please write Mark chapter 4 from verse 35 to 41 and Matthew chapter 14 from verse 22 to 34. He walked on water, demonstrating to you and I, no matter the troubles of life, he walks on them on our behalf. He walks on all the troubles, the floods. He walked on water. And when he told Peter to come also and walk on the water, demonstrating to you and I that in Christ Jesus we have victory. We walk on our troubles. We tread upon the serpent and the scorpions and all the powers of the enemy. Nothing shall by what any means hurt us. We have power in Christ Jesus to walk on the floods of life, to walk on the troubles of life, if only we keep looking and believing and hoping in Christ. No matter the situation, our victory is in Christ. He has power to still the storms of life, and he has power to make us to walk as he walks on the troubles of life. We have to understand all these things. Only believe. Keep going over the scriptures again and again and again and again and again and again under the guidance of the Holy Spirit diligently till you become fully persuaded by faith concerning any area of your life. And so we see the demonstration of the power of Christ over the troubles of life. Please let's open to Psalm 146 since we're there. And let's look at another thing. It was based on what is written. All those who came to him and received help in his days in the earthen vessel looked through these same scriptures. They kept hearing the word of God. They kept knowing the person of the Messiah to come, the Son of God. They understood that it is the Lord who did all those things in the old. He is the one who is now dwelling in the flesh. And so they came to him based on what they knew concerning him. Please let's read Psalm 146. I will encourage you to read the whole chapter, but let's zero down to verse 8. Please let's go. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. Now let's look at Matthew chapter 9, and let's look at the story of the two blind men who came because they heard, they knew that the Messiah to come, the Lord Jesus, does these things. And we too, we have to know, keep searching the scriptures to know the person of Christ. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And let us understand that the word of God, they are yea and amen in Christ. Christ performs all things according as he is written. Christ is available for us to seek help, to keep looking to. The arm of flesh has failed and will forever fail. The arm of flesh is corrupt, dead, without life. But the arm of God, Jesus, is filled with the life and the power of God according as he is written. If you don't know him, you can't come to him as he wants you to come to him. If you don't know who is your help, you can't seek help from him. And so the two blind men knew their help. Matthew chapter 9. Sorry, I opened to Mark. Okay. Matthew chapter 9. Let's look at from verse 27 to 30. Matthew chapter 9. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's go. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were open, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. And so we see they came to him, saying, Son of David, according as it is written in scriptures that he is the Son of David. So you see here clearly, they've been reading the scriptures, growing in the knowledge of the person of the Messiah to come, the Lord Jesus, the same Lord in the old they knew will be made manifest in the flesh and will do everything according as is spoken in the old. And so these two blind men came. They have read that he opened blind eyes, isn't it? And so they came to him. And then he says, believe you that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yeah, Lord. And he said, according to how you believe by faith, be it unto you. So you see a key. We have to go through the scriptures. All those that came to him, they came to him based on what they knew. They understood and knew according as it is written. They kept going through the scriptures. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And they knew without faith, it is what? Impossible to please the Lord. For everyone that comes to him must believe. You have to believe before you pray, before you ask. Believe in your heart that Jesus is able to do it according as it is written. And so we see how they came. We see how they came. Please let's open to Psalm 125. And you see, those blind men too, they were what? In the floods of life, the storms of life, the flood. The enemy flooded their lives with what? Blindness. The troubles of life, the afflictions of life. Those who were sick, they were all going through the floods of life. The dragon was doing his work. And we know the scripture says, for this reason was the Son of God made manifest to what? Destroy all the works of the enemy. So Jesus is in our lives to destroy every work of the enemy. Every trouble of life, Jesus destroyed them even at the foundation of the world. But we have to what? Believe. All things are what? Possible to them that believe. But how can you believe if you are not going through the scriptures? Do we need to be begging, study the Bible daily, study the Bible daily? It is for your own good. We don't need to be begging, come to church and hear the word of God. It is for your own good. If you want to live days of heaven and earth, if you want Christ to always be sorting out things for you, these are things that he demands. If you are not looking into the word of God daily and you come to church to hear the word of God, faith will not flow. And we know without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. For they that come to him must what? Believe. Believe that he is. Believe that he be according as it is written of him. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Look at how he helped the two blind men. Look at how he helped the woman with the issue of blood. He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. How? Diligence to the word of God. Diligence with the word of God. You come to church to hear the word of God. You pick your Bible at home and pray. Even if it's one verse, look into the word of Christ. Grow in the person, the knowledge of Christ, so that you'll be able to have faith to make a demand of him in good times and in bad times too. And so the floods of life comes against every one of us. Every one of us. All the lies of the enemy is with what? Flood. As he speaks, he pours what? Flood. Floods to what? Carry away those who he's flooding with the troubles of life. But we thank God, Christ is available. Please let's read Psalm 124. And we understand Christ is the one who gets rid of the afflictions of life. He puts them to naught. When the enemy shall come like a flood, he raises up the standard. If you believe, if you've been looking at the word of himself, if you've been living by faith even before the trouble, Christ is there raising up the standard by his spirit. Please let's read Psalm 124. Please let's go. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick, when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us, the streams had gone over our souls. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And so again, we see the floods of the enemy will not overflow us because of the Lord our God. No matter the antics, our God will always take charge if we believe on him, if we look unto him. And how do we look unto him? Hearing the word of God daily, coming to church to worship him and to hear his word, praying, believing on him. Please let's open to Isaiah chapter 59 and let's read it from verse 19 to 21. Because when we come to him for help, it is his words he wants to hear from our heart by faith. He wants to hear us speaking his words to him by faith, requesting help. Without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. And we see that all those who came for help, they were in the midst of the floods of life, and the Lord helped them because they had faith. He says to them, your faith has made you whole. Be it unto you according to your faith. Faith is the spiritual substance that comes as we're hearing the word of God under the direction of the Holy Spirit. The faith flows into our heart, and that faith we use to what? Believe the very words that we're hearing. So faith flows from God. Faith is of God. So again, without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. For they that come to him must what? Believe that he is, or he be, or he is, according as it is written of him. We have to believe by faith. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. They were highly rewarded, all those that came to him seeking help. They believed that he is able to still the floods of life. He is able to help them. He is able to enable them to live days of heaven on earth. He is able to change their lives around, to turn things around according as it is written of him. Please let's read Isaiah chapter 59 from verse 19 to the end. Please let's go. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Please let's stop there. See a great key with the lifting up of standard. When the enemy comes like a flood, you have the name of the Lord and the glory of the Lord together. see a great key. So shall they fear the name of the Lord. And the name of the Lord is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. The glory of Jesus is with us. The Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. The same glory as of our Lord Jesus is the Holy Spirit. He duplicated himself and gave his duplicate, the Holy Spirit, to you and I. So we see, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the what? The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, will lift up a standard against him, putting a stop to the flood. It will not overflow us. Yes, the troubles of life will come in triples, flooding, but it will never overflow us, because our Lord Jesus is in control. Verse 20 says, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion. You see, that's, you see, where you have the burning lamp, there's always the smoking furnace. The Lord God and his glory. The burning lamp and the burning furnace, or the smoking furnace, together. And so we see, and the Redeemer, the Lord Jesus, shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. See a great key, living a life of obedience. We must have a heart to always obey him as we are searching the scriptures, knowing the person of Christ. We also want to do what we know concerning him, living a lifestyle of obedience. Now, note verse 21. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth. See a great key. The word of God. Everyone that came for help from Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in his days in the earthen vessel, spoke the word of God. See the two blind men. Son of David. Is that not in the word of God? It is there. It is there. And so if you go through every one of them, according as it is written, they sought help from him, because the scriptures said, I look up to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. They sought help. They looked to him. So you see, they were diligently looking into the word of God. Faith filled their heart. Faith they used to believe that he's able to do everything they learned of him. And these we have to truly understand. We have to start understanding that the glory of God given to you and I, his name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Everything thing in the Bible is about what he does. And we have to believe, and we have to come to him. Please, let's give him all the glory. Let's thank God for all what we have shared. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, Lord, that you are able. Power belongs to you. Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless you. Thank you. Thank you that we have help in you and we have hope in you. Lord, we bless you. Please let's worship him. Power belongs to you, Lord Jesus. We bless you. We give you all the glory. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are of them that believe unto you, Lord. We believe in you, and we believe on you, and we look to you, Lord. Power belongs to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Son of the Living God. Thank you, King of Glory. Lion of the tribe of Judah, we bless you. Rose of Sharon, we bless you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God, creator of heaven and earth. Thank you for your name. Thank you for the strength of your name. Thank you, Lord of Lords. Thank you, King of Glory. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, Holy One of Israel. Lord, we bless you. Thank you that you are in our lives, Lord. Thank you that we belong to you. We appreciate you, Lord. We will not be able to do anything, Lord, without you. We are not able, Lord, to do anything, Lord. Only you, Lord. Only you. You do all things. Power belongs to you. From you, all things came. And of you, all things consist. And in you we live and move and have our being. We are your offspring. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Son of the Living God. Thank you, helper of we, the helpless. Thank you, Lord, that upon you who is set upon Mount Zion is our deliverance, our holiness. And we possess our possessions in you, Lord. You are the rock set upon Mount Zion. Our eyes are on you. You are the cornerstone. You are the capstone. You are the rock of ages. Power belongs to you. Lord, we look to you, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your care. Lord, we bless you.